Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Knock Knock by Barry Hill. You'd think a simple task like answering a knock at the door would pose about as many problems as relying to a knock-knock joke even for a blind man. Well, it probably would if I looked like I was a blind man. Thing is, I don't look like a blind man. I don't look like a blind anything, for that matter. Well, I do when I'm walking into posts or being led by a guide dog, but physically I don't look like one, especially when I answer the door and look the caller pretty much straight in the face. Speaking of knock-knock jokes, I made one up for Christmas that I'm quite proud of. Here it goes. Knock-knock. Who's there? Anna. Anna who? Anna Partridge in a pear tree. Okay, not a belly-laughing one, but worth a titter for its topical theme at least. Back to the real knock-knocks. A couple of weeks ago, I answered the door to a stern-voiced man who just said, Barry Hill. You know the sort of stern voice. The sort that asks you to accompany it to the station. Well, that was my first thought. Like a seasoned lag, my reply was, who's asking? I've seen the bill a few times, so I know the score. My knee-jerk reaction was quickly followed by the thought, hold on one cotton-picking minute, I haven't done anything. Strange how the guilty conscience kicks in first. Maybe our ancestral cavemen were genetically programmed with guilt when a stern ugh knocked at the cave door asking for that stolen mammoth. Turns out it was a delivery guy at the door with a parcel and a I don't know why I'm doing this shit because I really don't like people look. How do I know? Well, Angie was presented with the same look from the man the week before and it did fit well with the voice. Still, at least he said something. Many a time I've opened the door to silence when a delivery person is simply holding out the parcel. As you might know by now, I don't look blind, and unless they are particularly short or tall, I tend to look people in the face when I open the door. So they're stood thinking, why doesn't this knob take his parcel? And I'm thinking, why doesn't this knob say something? It's a French standoff, which is a bit like a Mexican standoff, but with knobs. Still, leaving the parcel on the doorstep after knocking and running is in vogue. Yep, Amazon are playing Knock-a-Door Run. Many times I get a knock and by the time I've got to the door, the only sound I hear is a van starting up. When they first started doing this, I thought the knock was a phantom knock. You know the one. You wake up in the night after hearing the telephone ring or the doorbell that you had in your previous house chime or your wife calling from the cellar. I really must stop locking her down there for the night. Anyway, I know now that I have to feel about with my foot for a parcel before the rain soaks through to my Playboy pop-up magazines. Silly story time. When I first started seeing, and I use the word with its full irony, my wife, I invited her to stay at my house, but said that I would have to get rid of the porn magazines under my bed first. She later admitted that she very nearly decided not to see me because I had pornography. Eventually, it sunk in that a blind man would not be able to see porn magazines. Phew, close call there. Oh, incidentally, did you know that you can get tactile porn magazines? Just saying. There was an advantage to being blind with the knock-knock when I lived alone. Halloween. I could leave the lights off, well, I didn't even need to put them on, and look like no one was home. Bet I'm not the only one who does that on Halloween. Must be a nightmare for burglars on that night, all sorts of people pretending they're not in. That reminds me of another story. One year I was had by teenagers who got wind that I was giving away cash in lieu of sweets for Halloween. Yeah, I know. The I'm a sucker t-shirt probably wasn't a good idea either. Just lucky that I couldn't read emails from Somalia princes back then. A neighbour who saw them said they weren't even dressed up when they called at mine. I also suspected that they called more than once. Still, got to admire their entrepreneurial invention. Maybe they were aspiring MPs. 20 years down the line, I bumped into one of those kids, now grown up. He told me that he had felt guilty for 20 years. Poor bugger. He's a painter and decorator now, and he said he'd do ours for a good price. Yeah, but he might just say he'd done it, and then charge me twice.